This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
These days, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make all kinds of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country. And jobs bring pride. Purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com. And get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.
Hi, folks. This is James, and I just want to let you know that what you're listening to is the show series. It was recorded at NarthexCon live in front of a studio audience, and they're to be listened to in a certain order. The first episode you should listen to is Gospel of Kinnison, episode 166, followed by Red School Bus, episode 85, followed by That Story Show, episode 414. They were all recorded on June 11th, 2022. If you want to hear the entire event in its entirety and get all the references and callbacks from all of the recordings, that's how you should listen to them. Again, GOK 166, Red School Bus 85, and That Story Show 414. I hope you enjoy your listening spree. See you later.
Rated E for everyone, 10 and up.
This episode is brought to you by drawyouapicture.com, where you can get me to draw you just about anything. Check out what I've done for others and see what I can do for you at drawyouapicture.com. Also by our patrons like Evan Eckert, Ezra, and Flash Jervis, who support the show on a monthly basis. Join the club and get patron-only bonus stickers, stories, and more. Join today at patreon.com/thatstoryshow.
Hello, this is Hope, and you're listening to That Story Show.
Hey! Great job.
This is That Story Show, people.
Hallelujah! Who was she?
Hey, who's cooking pizza?
I turned into a bat. I flew into this tiny house.
That's me.
I left her some guano.
I didn't really do that.
Hey, podcast people, this is That Story Show, where we bring you real life stories and we bring them into the spotlight. This is episode 414, brought to you the week of June 11th, 2022. And I'm very happy to announce that we are in front of a live audience at NarthexCon 22. Yes, yes, indeed. So expect a lot of zaniness and craziness and a little bit of extra fun because we are going to have a great time. I'm your host. My name is James Kinnison, and my good friend is here.
Hey, I'm John. And James, you know something? I thought I had a problem with my appliances at home.
Yeah?
Yeah, I thought my dryer was shrinking all my clothes.
Uh-huh.
Turns out it was my refrigerator the whole time. It's my refrigerator did it.
I get it.
It was terrible. Sorry.
So good. I liked it back when you did song references. That was fun.
I could do those again.
No. We moved him in there. The funny part is that I suggested that he do dad jokes.
Yeah.
And then I pretend to hate them, even though I think they're wonderful.
And I pretend to tell them. I don't know how that works, but it does.
Works out great. We have an opening story. We always start with an opening story. And this one's called Applesauce Application. Surely something parents can all relate with. This is from Kelly. She says, my second child will be 2 in August. She was born with a cleft palate, and we periodically need to take her to see specialists in Philly, around 1.5 hours from us. Today, we had a long series of appointments, after which we gave her snacks in the car in lieu of lunch. One of those snacks was a strawberry applesauce pouch. Mm. Ordinarily, she is quite proficient at eating from pouches. We drove into the city and stopped at Wawa for a hoagie lunch. Does anybody know what a Wawa is?
Wawa.
Yeah, it's like a Quick Trip, okay? If you don't know what a Quick Trip is, I feel bad for you, son. When I opened the back seat of the car, I saw the aftermath of either an apple massacre or a day at the Apple Spa. She was covered, mouth to toe, in strawberry applesauce. Mm. Not just spilled, no. She had rubbed it into her skin, on her arms and legs like a luxurious applesauce moisturizer.
It's like an exfoliant for
your skin. It was just so good for my skin.
That's right.
Like every good mom, I had brought the diaper bag and a change of clothes. And like every mom with more than one kid, I had forgotten to replace the wipes in the bag. No wipes. Not even a stray towel to wet down. My husband grabbed and moistened a few Wawa napkins, which disintegrated instantly as I tried to scrub off the dried on apple particles from her body. So she had been back there baking in the sun.
She's like a little apple pie.
With applesauce on her. How do you didn't smell this? I don't know.
I don't. Maybe she had COVID.
Shit.
Maybe.
Blame the COVID. Now I sit as I write this out next to her sticky apple encrusted self, trying to keep her awake for the next 40 minutes of our drive so that I can bathe her as soon as we get home. What have I learned? Children with pouches cannot be trusted. Wish me luck, Kelly. My favorite part of this is she's literally typing this out. Because what do we say? When something bad or embarrassing or horrible happens to you, don't get stressed. Don't get depressed. Right. Just call that story show.
It's therapy.
And she's doing this as her daughter is thickly encrusted with applesauce.
It's like a mask, right? Maybe we should market that.
Yeah.
It's an applesauce mask for kids.
A soup bath followed by an applesauce scrub. It would be great. Anyway, nice. It's time for us to rewind the week.
Rewinding.
All right, John, this week I want you to go first.
Man, really?
Yeah.
I get to do that?
Yeah.
I was looking over my stuff here. I can't tell those in person because people will see me react to it. It's easier when nobody's looking at me. I can't tell fart jokes because they think I actually do that in real life.
Yeah.
You know, I got up. We drove up on Tuesday. And then stopped in Franklin and got to see some sights and stuff like that. It was really cool. And I've low-key been stressed all week about this moment right here.
Yeah, I agree.
And no stress for you guys, okay? So just enjoy the moment. But
he's sorry for being stressed.
I'm sorry, yeah. I really am. So it manifests itself in my dreams last night. I woke up many times thinking, oh,
James is awesome.
Oh. But did he get the sound
the gorilla tape
and the gorilla tape to hold our fancy sign up here? And so let me tell you what some of you did in my dreams last night. It wasn't you, obviously, because I hadn't seen your faces yet. But a couple of you were camping underwater. I'm not sure why. But you had your tent set up underneath the water, and you invited me over to come check it out. I'm like, this doesn't sound comfortable. I've slept in a wet sleeping bag before, but not a submerged one. I don't know how that would be possibly fun. But so that woke me up at one point. And then another point, we forgot our sound system.
Oh.
And our microphones and everything. Oh. And I was really stressed out. And you know what was funny is, you remember our old youth room at the old church at 300 North Julia in St. Mary's, Georgia?
Yeah.
Stalkers, you can look that up.
I think it's still there. Group, yeah.
We did. It was in that room. We were having NarthexCon in that room.
Oh, no.
And I was like, well, I think I know where the soundboard is. I could go steal it from the church and then bring it in the back room there. And so that's what I did. And we got started on time. And the only thing is that I never actually showed up to do the podcast. So we had everything ready, but I didn't show up.
Wow.
And so I'm sorry for that. But also, it was a dream, so
yeah. All I did was lay on my pillow and think, I wonder how this is going to feel with no hair.
I forgot about that part. You guys are in for a treat later.
And my wife didn't remember about the hair thing until I mentioned it. We're going on a trip to her in-laws next week. And so, yeah, that's going
to
be fun.
Do you think they'll be able to tell us apart?
Maybe you can go in my stead. That would be great. No, mine's pretty dumb. It happened a couple weeks ago. I was recording an episode with a guest host because John wasn't able to make it. His name,
sorry,
his name was Scott Dickers.
Yeah,
and
great show.
Right in the middle of the interview, right as we started, the lights in my house just went dark, and the tornado sirens started going off. And the Whoa. Rain came down, and the floods came up, and the whole thing.
Sounded like part of my dream.
And, you know, everybody on Discord was like, where's James? The tornadoes have got him. Oh, gosh. They were so scared. And he's texting me, and he's like, yeah, they're asking me what's going on, and I don't know. I'm just the guest. I'm like, yeah,
I don't even know how to use Discord.
Just log off, buddy. So we're all paranoid. We're all hyped up. And my son is like, Dad, are we okay? You know, yeah, we're already in the basement. We're fine. Everything's going to be great. But then about 15 minutes later, I hear, literally, it sounds like this. I hear this coming down the street.
Literally.
Literally this sound. Okay? And I go to the door and I open it up and I'm expecting to see people running with a giant lizard chasing them down the street.
It's Godzilla!
And all it is a minivan full of middle school girls running from the van into their house with the little bit of rain touching them. And they're all going,
we're totally going to melt. Ew.
And, you know, they're feeding off each other, so they're all screaming. And Jay even was in the basement and comes up, what's going on?
Somebody's dying.
And it's just a bunch of middle school girls, dude. It's okay. It's all right. Just go downstairs. Oh, my gosh.
They forgot their umbrella, apparently.
I literally thought a giant tornado was coming down and picking up cars and eating them and chewing them up and spitting them out. And it was a bunch of ladies. So hats off to ladies, man. You guys can really make some noise when you need to. And even when you don't need to. I don't know. It's just, I don't like getting wet. My hair.
Well, you know, it's a thing. You put all that work into making it look like hair.
Don't pretend you understand a woman's hair.
I don't understand it.
I don't understand it. The rain was barely coming down the other day, and my wife threw a jacket over her head, and all I could think in my man brain was, how is that better? You know, you're swirling up your hair underneath a jacket, and it's just a tiny bit of rain.
You know? Get bedhead or wet head.
My 5-year-old self in my head was going, it's because she's a witch.
Oh.
And she will melt.
That's right.
Because witches melt when they get wet, right? That was a small part of my brain went, you need to check on this later. Just splash some water on her. If she starts screaming, then you'll know. I just want to thank Michael Jones real quick for becoming a $54 annual patron.
Oh, thanks, Michael.
Yeah, that's about $5 a month with the discount and everything, so I appreciate that. Michael was upset. He sent me an email. He's like, why is there no bonus content anymore? And then he wrote me back immediately. Dude, it's my fault. My membership expired.
Oh, wow.
So he renewed.
And, that does happen, doesn't it?
Yeah, so he gets another sticker.
So welcome back, I guess we should say. Thank you, Michael Jones.
Thank you so much. Let's see. We have some reviews to read.
Oh, goody.
This comes from mypodcastreviews.com. And this is from P.E. and Mom. That's her name. She has two things that she does, physical education and momming. So
those are both very, very hard jobs, by the way.
Yeah, they are. They are.
Hats off.
That's the second time you've kissed up to women. Okay.
Yeah, well, they make the world go round.
Oh, that's the third time. All right. They can make any story funny. These guys bring the simplest stories to life. Their commentary and reactions are hilarious. It's honestly more about the people than the stories themselves. And I agree with that. I don't agree that we make it funny. I agree that it's more about the people.
It is. And not these people behind the table. It's
no.
About you all.
It's about all y'all.
Your stories are what's funny. We just get to tell them. Yeah. We're the lucky ones.
Yeah. I just remembered one of my weekly updates.
Let's go back.
It was at dinner last night. I moved from Georgia, from South Florida, or North Florida, South Georgia, and I moved halfway across the country. And I left things back there. You know, high school. There was no Twitter. There was no Facebook. Nobody can look up my past and haunt me with it. Okay? It's important to say. But I brought John from Georgia. And last night, he announced to everyone around the table that I once had a nickname.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. And when you told everybody my nickname, what kind of look did I give you? Because I've never looked at you like that before in my life.
I thought that you were going to...
reach across the table.
Well, yeah, and then grab the knife that was next to me that I was using to cut my burrito up with, and then maybe turn me into a burrito somehow, and then you would cut me up with that.
I didn't swear.
He didn't swear, but I couldn't really understand what was coming out of his mouth.
Words to him that could have been interpreted as F-bombs, but they weren't. They weren't, I promise.
No.
I'm like, why the freak did you just tell everybody that my nickname used to be Jamesy?
You just told him.
I know. Jamesy. I'm letting you off the hook. I hate the name. My mom used to call me. That's what John was talking about earlier. My mom used to call me Jamesy Wamesy.
Jamesy Wamesy.
And my wife knows. She knows that I hate this. Look at that camera around the corner over there, by the way. Yeah. Somebody's filming this for later.
Yeah.
So the reason why that came up is because the other day I was trying to lay down in my bed, and we actually sleep on two long twin beds. So we each get our own covers. It works out great for us.
Yeah.
We love it. And so I was like, well, you're working. She's at a desk. It's on my side of the bed. I'll just lay down on your side. And she goes, no, you'll get it all Jamesy.
Get it all Jamesy.
And I'm like, first of all, I'm offended. Second of all, she said Jamesy. And it reminded me of my horrible nickname. So, anyway.
I will never say that to you. I will just call my own son Jamesy.
Yeah, thank you. It's been torture even hearing him called it. I'm sure he doesn't mind because he's the youngest, so he's a baby prince, you know, according to the birth order book.
Yes, of course. That's my son.
Anyway, we have another review. I'm Jonah from the UK, and I wanted to tell you how much I love this podcast. I think you're amazing for making it. I love the content. Great host and co-host.
Oh, thanks.
Yes, give it up for the co-host.
Bully great, you, boy.
Great podcast. I know this is just a review, but I hope it makes it on the show. From Jonah, your listener from the UK. I love that we have listeners from outside of the
States. I do, too, because other than the people in this room, I didn't know we had listeners.
I know. It's crazy.
It's weird.
Podcasting is a lonely thing, and this is weird for us to do this in front of people.
It's perfect for introverts, though.
It is, because you're talking to a microphone. Nobody laughs at your jokes. Nobody laughs at your stories. We're not there, so we have no idea. We totally have to base it on how many people are downloading the show. And
which I don't know, because he keeps all those numbers.
I do tell him once in a while. At one point, though, during COVID, we were getting 15,000 downloads per episode after 30 days.
Wow.
And then it dropped.
Whoa.
And I realized we told a lot of poop stories.
Oh, see, they're just not.
Now it's at 11,000. So there's 4,000 people that said, I'm done with
this
show.
Had all I can take.
Had enough.
Number two.
So I've unofficially banned poop stories from the show. It's unofficial.
I don't have much to say anymore, apparently.
I still get them in the mail. I do. I get horrible stories about baby poop, about adults pooping themselves. It's terrible. Yeah, adults. I know. It's funny, right? But
it happens. Apparently, there's a bumper sticker and everything.
Yeah,
sorry.
It happens.
I don't know what that meant.
That's what who was it? It was in the movie.
Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump. Yeah, it happens. So anyway, we have a couple of announcements. Jeez. First of all, I want to remind you of our toll-free phone number, 833-55-STORY. That's 833-5578. 679. I said that weird. It's 833-557-8679. It's better as 55 story. Join us live every Thursday at 5 p.m. Central. Man, there was a lot of people confused Thursday night. They were on Discord wondering where we were.
Oh,
I'd forgotten.
Sorry.
I remembered to tell Red School Bus Live people, but I forgot to tell That Story Show Live people.
They don't pay attention to anything except for what happens.
We have
on
these
Thursday.
Groups. They're very dedicated, yeah. And they listen to us every Tuesday, and then they come back on Thursdays and they listen to us live. But we're on Twitch now, which is a lot more accessible. Discord was not accessible, so I never promoted it. It was very bad for the blind. The screen readers did not work with Discord, but hopefully they work good with. I've heard good things with Twitch. Twitch.tv/NLcast is how you get a hold of that. Guys, let's jump into our main segment, which is our listener stories. This episode is brought to us by Dudes and Dads. Let's listen to that.
Hey, this is Joel DeMott.
And this is Andy Lehman.
And we are the host of the Dudes and Dads podcast.
Every 2 weeks, we bring you interviews that will dive into topics ranging from improving your marriage to smoking a better brisket.
Andy, if you smoke a better brisket, you will have a better marriage.
Oh, absolutely.
Hey, ultimately, we just want to bring you into our relationships for you to hear interviews from our friends. We think we know a lot of smart people that have a lot of good things to say. We're building a community over here at Dudes and Dads Podcast and would love for you to join us.
So check us out at dudesanddadspodcast.com and wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey guys, we hope to see you over there. And until next time, we wish you grace
and peace.
So yeah, check out Dudes and Dads Podcast. They're good friends of the show. We've had them on the show. We're going to have them again. It's going to be awesome. Now, here's a word from our sponsor.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTCAL.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So now we're ready for a story. Nate has stood up and in front of the microphone. Nate, what's your name?
My name's Nate Helms. All
right. Okay. How old are you?
I'm 12.
And what is your story?
So a few months ago, I was over at my friend's house, and they have a ton of property at their house. And we
Good.
Were hiking out there, and they don't like to go out and buy stuff. They're pretty homemade. So
okay.
They have this gorge thingy. And
they have a what?
Like a dip
gorge
in the ground.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah. It's like a little canyon,
a gorge.
A little baby
okay.
tiny canyon.
Yeah. I know
and
what that
so,
is.
It's gorgeous.
They built a bridge, and it had oak logs on it, and there were gaps in between it.
Oh.
And so I was walking across it, and my foot slipped in between the gap.
Ah!
And my leg, it rammed into the
I can see a mark on your leg!
Logs. Yes.
Oh,
and a
3D.
Chunk of my flesh
no!
out of
Stop
my
it!
Leg.
It looks like an A. He's
yes.
got an A scar.
A chunk of your flesh. Did you have to say it that way?
Yes.
A chunk of my flesh.
And
did you get it back?
No.
Oh.
It's somewhere on this property.
There's a clone
the
of me running around
the property
somewhere
they
too.
Keep together. Yeah.
And then I sprinted back to the house.
Sprinted.
And earlier that day, we ate some hot sauce because we're boys in middle school.
Yeah.
And
he owns it. Yes.
And you know, whenever you get injured, you sometimes sweat.
Yeah.
I was sweating, and
I'm sweating hearing your story.
The heat from the hot sauce It was stinging into my skin.
Oh, no!
It hurt pretty bad.
Really?
Yes.
And what happened here?
I got 10 stitches and ten got stitches. Them out a month ago.
Oh. A month ago? Let me turn to the side. Let me see that thing. Goodness.
It really looks like
an A. Like you got branded.
With the Alabama symbol.
Yeah. Well, thanks for your story, Nate. Make sure everybody can see that on your way back. Walk back slow like a supermodel. There you go. There you
Good
go.
Good job, Nate.
Work
Good
it. Job. Work it, Nate. Oh, my goodness. All right. This one's called With Love from Lucifer. It's called from Jenna. Jen on Discord. If you're not on Discord, you should look up what Discord is and then join it.
Or not.
Or not. It's an app on your phone. It's easy to get on, and you can get on it on our website. It's fun. Anyway, she says, because I started listening to your show less than a year ago, I have not yet caught up to the most recent episodes. Today, I was listening to episode 350 and 351, where you mentioned that you would like to hear middle school secret admirer notes people had received. Boy, that was a while back, and I do remember.
350.
I do remember that. This reminded me of an embarrassing moment from fifth grade. The story takes place in December. Our class had decided to do Secret Santa, and each person was required to write a little poem to accompany their gift.
Aww.
And when I was in fifth grade, I was scared of boys. To be honest, for most of my preteen and teen years, I avoided boys and any interactions with them. That's good.
That's safe. Yeah, I think that's wise.
That's a very good trait in a daughter. Yeah. I love that.
There you go. I didn't have daughters, but I can agree with...
Yes.
What you say.
Yes, you can. Imagine my consternation. Look, when you write, you got to write at a third grade level. You can't use words like consternation.
Consternation.
Imagine my, because everybody has to look it up. Yeah.
I don't, did you look it up? Because I still don't know. I'm just hearing this for the first time.
Through context, I think it means something I didn't like.
Okay.
So imagine my consternation. My constipation when I received.
Yeah.
You were all thinking it. imagine my constipation when I received my gift from insert gasp a boy. Not only was my Secret Santa a boy, but he was also, shall we say, the cringiest boy in the class.
Oh man. That's
the
every
one everyone avoided and made fun of. Let's
Poor
call him
guy.
Lucifer. Yeah, let's just throw that in. He just add some hot sauce to
injury.
The sweat. Yeah. Let's call him Lucifer. Lucifer's gift made me cry, but not in a good way.
Uh-oh.
After receiving the gift, I waited a respectable amount of time before asking the teacher if I could go to the washroom, where I shed large alligator tears of horror asking the teacher if... Oh, wait. I just read that twice. Because the poem included was not just some dorky little poem written by a fifth grade student. No, the poem was a 5-stanza love ballad. In which Lucifer expressed his deepest feelings for me, including compliments about my beautiful eyes and wonderful personality. Come on.
That's bold. I wonder if he worked out that Secret Santa thing.
Poor Lucifer.
Like,
he paid somebody $100.
I need Janice. I need it.
I need Janice's
name. I've got to be her name.
I've got to have it.
I probably would have done that.
For a 10-year-old girl... who had very little interaction with boys, this was an overwhelming embarrassment. After my friends tried to console me, I promptly shredded the note when I got home. I put it as far down in the garbage can as I could. I couldn't use the school garbage cans because, of course, someone might find it. That's good thinking right there. Looking back, I highly doubt Lucifer actually wrote the poem himself. He probably found it on the internet and changed a few words to make it apply to me. Or maybe his mom helped him write it. Shudder. Hope this makes it on the show.
Did.
Jenna.
Oh, no. Poor guy. I feel for him.
I do, because I was that kid. I never put myself out there, though.
No?
I just loved people from a distance, you know?
Yeah.
Like, my heart would just break, and I would stare at them. And then
that's not creepy.
No, but it's how you do it. When you're a kid, that's all you know
how
to do.
If she makes eye contact with me, it's going to be true love.
Well, she looks at you, and then you look away as quick as possible. So that she knows you're looking, but then you look back, and she's looked away. So you stare a little bit longer, and you wait to see if she stares again, and she looks at you, and look away.
But by high school, I think they figured that out.
No, by high school, I was still playing that stupid same game. Mike has a story for us he wants to share. Go ahead, Mike.
Well, I don't know if I want to share it or if my kids are just making me.
Uh-oh.
Yay!
They're making me. So This is kind of a cringy story, I guess, from when I was like probably 15, so many years ago. So growing up, we had our washer and dryer in the basement, right? Mm-hmm. Like most people, that's a good place to put your washer and dryer. Well, it's also cold downstairs, right? So this is back in the day when people used to pay cash for things, and one of the things we collected on top of our dryer was just a little jar of coins, right?
Yeah, from the pants, yeah.
The loose stuff. That's that, right. So, yeah. And then they get nice and cold, right? That's important for later in the story. But they get nice
that's
and cold.
That's called a setup, so, by the way.
Yeah, sitting in the basement.
Cold cash.
So one day I was down there with my dad, and I forget what he was doing, but he was squatting down. You know where this is going.
I already know.
Yeah.
He was there's squatting. A coin slot.
Yeah. They'd call it that for a reason. So he was squatting down and doing something. I don't know. We're getting something from the floor.
Doesn't matter.
And I just, you know, like 15-year-old boy brain. I'm like, oh, I got it.
No ideas, right? Guys.
So I grabbed the coldest quarter I could find. And I just dropped it.
In the slot.
Yeah.
So, what does this machine do?
It gets mad. that's what it does.
Whoops.
So I don't know if you've ever been in a situation where like somebody's really mad at you, but it doesn't change how funny you think it is.
Right.
And that makes them madder.
Yep. They're in trouble
and it makes
now.
It funnier to you. So it's just so he was kind of screaming at me about this and like, what did you do?
With a cold quarter floating in his crotch.
Yeah. Yeah. And then he made the mistake of being like, "Do you think this is funny?"
Well, I mean, kind of.
You want me to lie? Yeah, I do think it's funny. So that's my story. Hope it makes it on the show.
Let's give that one a hand. Yes.
How long did it take for you to get off restriction, I guess?
Oh, goodness. We get another one. That's great.
Bonus story.
Marshall. How old are you, Marshall?
7.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. How old were you when you were 3?
Oh, that's a hard question.
Think about it.
You were 3.
You were 3.
I'll just go ahead
All
and
right.
tell you.
Tell us a story, Marshall.
We were on a pond.
Step up real close.
We were on a pontoon boat with my grandma and my uncle and my Papa Doe and my family and... We had a tube thing and...
You had a tuber? Tube? That's cool.
And Josh went on it, which was my uncle, and the accident went down. Oh. And I said, Josh is dead.
Did he die?
No.
No good, okay.
Okay, I was getting worried there for a second.
He was?
Oh no!
Oh,
it's down.
You think it's hilarious now?
It's the end of the world.
Well, thank you, Marshall, for your awesome story. All right. So, John, you have a story for us.
Oh, I do. This comes to us from Evan in parts unknown, because he didn't tell us where he's from.
So yeah,
he's probably in Georgia. This is surely not Skippy. Surely not Skippy. Hey, James and John. Hello. A few years ago, we adopted a puppy that was a Jack Russell Sheltie mix, and we named him Skippy.
That's a good name.
That's a great name.
That's the name I give when people ask, can I have a name for your order? And I always say Skippy.
Skippy.
Or Skip.
Skip.
Yeah, because James, when they yell it out loud, sounds like every other name. It sounds like John.
That's a good point.
Sounds like Jonathan. And any J name gets my attention. But if Skip, and then they'll ask me how to spell it, and I'm like, I don't know.
So. Skip.
However you want to spell it. But they didn't ask for my name. They just asked, can I have a name? And I'm like, yeah, it's Samer Slensington.
Could you spell that for me, too? No. Well, anyway, this is the dog's name. Skippy.
Good name.
Skippy McGee. Not really. Just Skippy. He was a cute little guy with a white face and a snout. And we also had a handful of free-range laying chickens in our backyard. And little Skippy loved to scamper after the chickens with my young daughter. It was adorable.
This is a sad story, by the way.
Oh.
I'm just telling you right now.
Sad music.
Don't get attached to those
chickens.
Because
I'm seeing, like, you know, sunshine fields and little kids running through.
No, it's not like that at all.
All playing and singing.
No.
Great. Sorry.
Skippy is bad.
A few weeks later, I found one of the chickens staggering around the yard, making weak little clucks. Upon closer inspection, the chicken's neck was completely gone, except for its spine and blood vessels. How is that even possible?
Chickens are crazy animals,
man. It's disgusting. That's what Evan said. Unfortunately, I was forced to put the chicken down.
For a nap?
For a nap. Right, yeah. Right. You just insulted it until it was tired, right?
Yeah.
You are the worst
chicken.
You're the
worst chicken ever. You have no neck.
We assumed the chicken had gotten attacked by a raccoon or maybe by an owl, or we didn't know.
Yeah.
We didn't think much about it until it happened again and again. Mm. My wife and I got into a dispute about what was de-necking our chickens. De-necking. She blamed Skippy because, duh, but I defended him. He was so small and cute, and that white little snout didn't have a single drop of blood on it. It couldn't be him. As I was in the middle of my passionate defense of Skippy, he wandered up and barfed up what we had a wad of chicken neck, complete with the feathers. Well, that shut me up quick. I guess sometimes it is the one that you most suspected. Hope you enjoyed my story. He didn't ask if we'd ring the bell, though.
So. No, we don't have to ring the bell if they don't ask.
Apparently
okay,
chicken necks are tasty. Maybe that's what chicken nuggets are made from.
Chicken necks that have been digested by dogs. That's what they look like. Anyway, my mom and I, well, together with the family and Fred, we all raised chickens when I was a kid. And we had this terrible rooster. And I know I've told the story on the show.
What was his name?
I don't know.
It's a terrible
name. He didn't have a name because I hated him. He hated me. And I would go in there to feed the chickens and get the eggs, and he would always attack me from the back, from behind. And he'd put his little claw thingies on me.
Ouch.
And I'd be like, Mom, I'm going to hurt that chicken. Don't you hurt my chicken. Or my rooster. Don't you hurt my rooster. And that's exactly the way she would say it, too. Don't you hurt my rooster. And I went out there with the feed bucket one time, and he come at me, and I clocked him right in the head, and he fell on the ground.
Mm,
and I thought I killed him. I was like, oh, I started crying right away. I told you I was homeschooled for a couple years, so I was a little behind. And I started crying right away. I'm like, I killed the mom's rooster. She's going to kill me. She's going to kill me. Because her whoopings hurt. You wanted to get hit by my dad, not my mom. And
that's why you put a book in your butt.
That's exactly right.
That's a callback, by the way.
Yeah. So anyway, the chicken, the rooster did get up and start stumbling around like a drunk man. So I survived that one. But my mom went out to feed the chickens one day, and that rooster attacked her. And what does she do? She let him out, went in the house, got a shotgun, and shot him.
Mm.
She didn't even let him get on her one time and shot her own rooster. And his head was kind of laying over sideways.
Oh.
And he was still walking around the backyard.
Oh, no.
And she said, go get a shovel, James. And so I did. I told you that my stories are funny. But I go to talk to people about these things. But she said, get a shovel. And I dug a hole. And the rooster was just sitting there. And she says, he'll walk in there. And I was like, what? I bumped the back of him with the shovel. And he got up. And he walked and jumped in the hole.
He was ready to go.
He had no head.
Yeah.
But he still could move around. And,
he didn't have a head or a name.
And I covered him up. It was terrible.
No words could be said.
No.
That's probably all he wanted was a name. He would have left you alone.
He just wanted a precious name.
I call all mine idiot.
I mean, I'm
nice about it, but you know.
I'll just call him, who was the guy that ran from the Headless Horseman?
Ichabod Crane.
I'll call him Ichabod. That'll be it.
Sorry, we have people that can actually answer that now.
Yes, we do. We usually have to wait for chat. Somebody in chat usually knows. So, anyway. I have one called Tostito Toaster Terror. It's from Nate from Liberty University. I know where that is. My family was having tacos for dinner one night. And we're big fans of the hard taco shells. So my mom warmed them in the oven. There was a big bag of Tostito chips on the counter. And I got the brilliant idea. Hey, if she can warm up taco shells in the oven, couldn't I also warm up chips with the toaster oven?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it makes sense. I was hungry at the time, so I took the tortilla chips and I put them in the toaster for a minute or two. I would watch them, and I'd take them out, and I would enjoy the nice warm snack. However, while the toasting the chips happened, I got distracted, and I kind of forgot about them. A few minutes later, I hear my mom from the basement yell about something smelling burnt. It should be mentioned that I have basically no sense of smell. Oh no, the chips! I immediately knew what was happening. I ran downstairs to the toaster, and the chips were on fire and smoking. Mm. Because I was young at the time, I didn't know better. I thought that blowing the fire out would be a good idea. So I lifted the lid and blew as much oxygen in as I could. And instead of the imagined small flame being blown out, the entire inside of the toaster caught fire. Ooh. My mom rushed upstairs and me huffing and saw me huffing and puffing into the toaster. Close the lid and turn the toaster off, genius, she said. And I did that, and eventually the fire died away. I've learned that chips are toasted enough already, and I have not toasted a single chip since. Nate.
Oh, man.
From Liberty University. Thank you so much.
That's why we go to college, right?
That's right. Yeah, don't do that stuff at college. Just try not to. All right, hit us with one more, John.
Okay. This is KJV only. And if you've, well, grown up in the church like we have,
yeah, some
we
some
have different camps
have
about a, how we use the Bible, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Some people are KJV.
KJV stands for King James Version, King, in case you don't know.
Not this James, but the you know the one in 1511. Who,
yeah.
Anyways, KJV only. This comes to us from number 4. It's just a number. Not a name, but a number. I love your podcast, and I hope the story makes it on your show.
Oh,
that's bold right there. Let's do that.
Right at the top.
Yeah, get it out right out of the gate. I grew up in a little Wisconsin country church, and our family of 8, that's the name number 4, fit into one long pew. Always the same pew, always. We were there in that pew every time the lights were on. One Sunday, we were sitting in our usual assigned spots. My 2 oldest brothers, ages 14 and 11, sat at the aisle at the end of the pew while my parents sat at the window end with us 4 girls sandwiched in between. On this particular Sunday, the preacher was speaking from Numbers 22. This is the story of the talking donkey. You know Balaam's donkey?
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah, Balaam's donkey.
This is a great story, by the way.
This is. So far, I love it.
Because it's KJV.
KJV. Did you make me do this on purpose?
I did.
Ah, great. We got kids in here.
You have to read it. It's Bible.
Okay, all right. If there's anybody else opposed to the King James Version of donkey.
As Jesus spoke it and Paul wrote it. That's the way it is.
Okay. Okay, know that in our little country church was the traditional KJV Bible-thumping country church. When the sermon started, my brothers did their best to stifle their snickering, and us girls were abashed, shocked, and perplexed because our preacher was repeatedly swearing. My father was attempting to issue out his corporal punishment from the far end of the pew all the way at the aisle end, and he was going to wrap his massive fingers around the back of my brother's neck, but apparently he couldn't reach because it's a long pew. When the preacher climaxed the message with, and the... and the
come on, John! Come on, John!
I don't think I've ever said this word in my life! I'm the ass. I'm really embarrassed now. Okay.
It's the Bible, man. It's in quotes. It's in quotes.
She's quoting the pastor here. And the pastor said, and the ass said unto Balaam, am not I thine ass? Upon which thou hast sat me. Hold on a second. I'm laughing. I'm not even in touch with these guys. There's a whole story ahead of this. Guys... Okay, let me get my preacher voice on now. The preacher said, and I'm going to say it again, y'all. And the ass said unto Balaam, am not I thine ass upon which thou hast sat upon all these years? My brothers totally lost it. So did we all. My father angrily nudged my mother, who nudged my sister. And then like a pendulum swinging at full force, the momentum reaches my 2 brothers at the end of the pew. My 2nd brother nudged my oldest brother so hard with full force, He then fell onto the floor, the red carpeted aisled floor, by the way, in a heap of teary laughter as well. I'm glad to know that he did that, because that would have been me.
Yeah.
He was laughing uncontrollably with squealing convulsions, because you're not allowed to laugh in church, especially when the pastor says,
no fun.
The congregation erupted into laughter as well. That's a good church then.
Yeah.
They're all laughing at it. When the sense of normalcy finally settled, the preacher wiped his eyes with his handkerchief and said, well, at least we all know, know the young ones are listening. You ever were worried about it, just say that in church, apparently. They'll start listening immediately. This kind-hearted preacher always shook hands with everybody as they were exiting. And he asked my father to show grace to the boys as he hugged them.
Please let them live.
It's not your children's fault. It was my own. I said those words. My father begrudgingly agreed not to issue any correction, quote unquote. We kids learned that day that God is truly gracious and does have a sense of humor. I hope this made you guys laugh. Thank you for all your great shows. Sincerely, number four.
Oh, thank you so much. That was fantastic. And thanks, John, for being a good sport and letting me throw you under the bus there.
I have to have confession.
All right.
There we go.
Jeremy.
I guess he's already announced me. Should I give my age? I'm 45 now.
Oh, wow.
Jeremy the Spider-Man.
Congratulations. Need these?
I have been sitting and waiting on this story for this particular event.
Oh, okay.
Man, this is two years then in the making, huh?
So I have been sharing. I think they've made it on the bonus shows. I don't get the bonus shows. I need to fix that probably. But I've had my adventures in Lebanon, Missouri. For anyone, anybody from that area or familiar with Lebanon, Missouri, it is basically you blink and you could miss it. Although it has gotten a little bit of growth because Branson's gotten bigger. But I have a great aunt, and basically all her children all live on this same property. Ooh. You go down a gravel road, there's one house here, and then nothing but trailers.
Oh, boy.
This is the property. With one street light to light the entire area. So it gets pretty dark. Now, one particular time we were going down to visit, we got there in the middle of the night because it was after last day of school or something like that. We decided it'd be fun to play hide and seek, because of course it's in the dark. That's when it's always more fun.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm getting a Stranger Things vibe. Anyway, go ahead.
Not quite that bad.
Okay.
We'll see. I don't know if I'm going to make you squeal or not, but maybe I will. If I don't, she's got one. I don't know if she's going to tell them.
So,
first round, I'm thinking I'm clever. There's cars that are kind of parked. There's kind of in the grass. So I figure, okay, it's not really going to skin my back up. It's not the rocks or the gravel. So I slide underneath the car thinking I'm being brilliant. And it works pretty well for a hiding spot. I forget my cousin Justin is like half my size. That's an important thing to remember that later.
Okay. Set up.
He spots me. Of course, you cannot escape. You're underneath a car. Where am I going to go? So, of course, I got tagged. So now I'm it. Now, the number one thing that happens in hide and seek when you get tagged, you want revenge.
Yeah.
Right, right.
So I go and I do my count, and the first kid I'm going after, I'm looking for my cousin Justin. So after a prolonged search, I finally found him, and he takes off running. Now it's a pretty good sized property, so we've worked up a pretty good head of steam, and I'm chasing right behind him, and I'm getting close. I reach out for him, and he goes right through this spot that I completely forgot there was a clothesline right there.
Oh, because he's
metal clothesline.
Oh,
I have the scar right here.
Oh,
that's why
no.
I took my glasses back off. Caught me right across here, across my left eye.
Ow.
I literally felt my feet fly up.
Yeah,
over.
Clotheslined.
Yeah, that's actually what I would call the story, but I didn't want to tell you the name. Literal clothesline, because it would spoil the surprise. So I landed on the ground. Of course, the room's kind of spinning. It was mildly concussed. Now, there's no hospital or emergency room anyone thinks to take me to, you know, say, hey, there's blood running down the side of his face.
Right.
They take me inside, clean me up and everything. I have, I guess in some fashion, it's like the children of my grandmother's sister, and so they're cousins to my parents, so I guess they're like first, second cousins. I don't know how this works.
You're having a vision? Is that what's happening right now?
Pretty much, yeah. But they get me, you know, kind of clean it up there, and they're sitting me down here in a chair, and they're worried about these cuts that are right there in my eye, still wanting to bleed. One of these cousins, who I guess is like his second cousin, he's a pastor, but he was an Army medic.
Ah.
So they can, he can do some first aid. Come look at Jeremy's eye. And he's saying, well, we better be careful. He may go into shock, which I was not in danger of doing until he said I might go into shock.
Because
I'm getting scared.
I didn't know that was an option.
I think I'm going to lose my eye. I'm going to go blind because I can't really open it. It's all swollen. And I'm right. like, ah, so I'm freaking out. So I'm starting to get the chills. They're like, that could be him going into shock. I hear him going into shock. So they start wrapping me up in blankets and they start talking about, I don't know if we want to stitch it or just get a butterfly clip and put it on there. I don't know if we should take him to a hospital. It'll take us like an hour to get to one. So I was completely just freaked out. Now, clearly I'm fine.
Right.
But I did get a nice little scar out of the whole thing. And we didn't butterfly clip it. We just put like a big patch on there and I felt like a pirate for about. For a couple of days until they were sure that I was fine. But yeah, I call that the literal clothesline.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, so. Thank you so much.
You live. Thank great. You.
So,
your name?
William.
How old are you?
I'm 12.
And where are you from?
Stalkers.
Nashville, Tennessee.
What?
Nashville.
Oh, okay.
Nashville.
So,
are you going to sing a song?
No.
Okay.
we went. Camping, it was a while back. But when we went camping, I'm in scouts, so I went camping with the scouts, and we went canoeing. And when That's at fun. One point when we went canoeing, there was a fork, and so one path it was like a very shallow, mm-hmm. and the other path was fine.
Rapids.
Except there was a
snake.
A tree.
Oh.
It was like leaning over it. We were awesome. I was canoeing with one of my friends.
Girlfriends? Too.
No.
He's in Boy Scouts.
It was me, my dad, and my friend. And so there is a tree, and mm-hmm. we went under the tree, but not enough. So my dad ended up falling out of the canoe. So
he's reliving it right now,
them,
you can tell.
One of the other groups like helped us, and you were good after all, cuz we had our stuff kind of like tied up.
Okay.
So we didn't lose anything. We were wet. Of course.
Was it soup wet or was it just regular? Okay. Sorry, that's a throwback to a totally different show.
Yeah.
Yeah. They won't get that.
No.
Sorry, everybody.
You're fine.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Did your dad live?
Yes. All right, Josie. How old are you?
I am 11.
Teen?
What?
She's 11.
She's 11 teen.
No.
Anyway, go ahead.
She's a hobbit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They grow up so fast.
And I'm from Westmont, Illinois.
Okay.
And I have a story from when I think I was about 2.
Okay. Oh, it's a good memory.
So, I don't remember it.
Oh.
My mom,
you're making it up as you go?
No, my mom tells me this a
lot. Okay.
And so I was playing outside. It was a nice summer day. And we have this little tree, like just almost a bush. And underneath it, there's an area where all of these weird, like, berries grow. Mm. And I was little, and they were at eye level height, so I grabbed them, and I shoved a bunch of them in my mouth.
Ah, uh-oh.
These are not, like wild, like, raspberries or anything.
Right.
These are, like... probably poisonous. So my mom saw that I had a bunch of these berries in my mouth.
Oh, no.
And she called poison control. Oh. And they said I was fine. So she took me inside, because hopefully inside is much safer.
Yeah.
So then she takes her eyes off me for a few minutes, and she looks back at me. I have a mouthful of dishwashing powder.
And just cleaning it out.
Did you say bad words when you put those berries in your mouth?
No. No.
Wash your mouth out with soap. Yeah.
She's cleaning out the stains. That's what it is.
And so she freaks out, calls poison control again.
She's got him on speed dial.
She tries to disguise
her voice.
I'm not the lady that called 5 minutes
literally
ago.
Literally 20 minutes after the first time she called them.
Disguise.
But they came. They realized it's just a mistake. Because she was worried they were going to take me away from
right,
her.
Right, right. Yeah. Probably should have.
Defects,
yeah.
right?
I mean, nothing against your mom, but she didn't come, did she? She's not a good person. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
Oh,
That was too far. He said the A word.
Hey, you made me. I didn't know what it meant.
Yeah. And so I was fine. Nothing happened. But yeah, that was funny.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Josie. I'm glad you didn't die. I'm glad you didn't die. This one's called The Top Half. My family and my wife's parents were at our favorite restaurant for our weekly Sunday lunch. I'm known to tell stupid dad jokes to the servers because, well, I don't have to justify myself to you. That's what he wrote. It kills like 20% of the time. Yeah, 20% of the time, it works every time.
Yeah, so, and then they don't come back and refill your drinks, and you wonder why.
Well, about the time everyone was finished with their meal and just talking, the server came over and asked if I wanted more soda, and I said that I did, but only half a glass. Mm. She took my glass and started to walk away. I blurted out in all my dad joke glory, the top half.
Oh.
See what I mean? Pure gold. She smiled politely and walked toward the kitchen, satisfied that I'd killed it yet again. I'd returned to the conversation. A few minutes later, she sets down my glass and I look at it. It's only got soda on the top half of the glass. There was ice and there was soda, but they were separate. This genius had used a clear plastic condiment cup lid, wedged nice. It inside the glass, and filled the void with soda. Yes, that deserves a hand.
Yay.
The self-satisfied look on her face spoke volumes about her years of punishing dad jokes.
Oh, man.
I slow clapped as she walked away. I was bested that day, but I'll be back. And when the host asks table or booth, I'll respond with my usual, don't you mean chairs or booth? Because they both have tables. Hope this makes it on the show. P.S. Please don't ring the bell. Oh, well.
You take that back.
Robert Harrington. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Robert. Wow.
All right. Amos has a story for us.
Well,
how old are you, first of all? I forgot to ask you last time.
Almost 9.
Are you married?
No.
Okay, good. We don't let married kids on the show.
You're 8, but you were 9 when the story happened?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. I can only hear in my good ear, and the other one's covered.
No. I was only like, this is during Corona.
Okay.
Oh.
Lockdown. Yeah.
Okay.
7.
All right. We were homeschooled during Corona, mm-hmm. of course.
Yep.
Congratulations.
And we had this friend that gave us a bunch of school supplies. And one particular day, my sister was mad at me for some stupid reason, but yes. I don't remember it. And the big basket of school supplies was sitting on the buffet, and luckily it had a clipboard in it.
Oh.
And she chucked it at me.
Wow.
I tried to dodge it, but it hit me right in the eyebrow across from where I got the stitches.
Oh, my goodness.
No, I didn't have stitches.
What happened then?
And then me and my mom and my dad sent her to her room.
You and your mom and your dad. You all go to your
room.
Mother, father, I have some advice for you. I have been struck as upon the eye. She must go to her room. So sayest Amos.
All right, my mom and my dad sent her to her room, and me, my mom, and my dad were in the bathroom looking in the mirror and seeing how deep it was to see if I needed stitches.
Again.
For the third time.
For the third time.
Also, I forgot to mention in the last story that the...
From the other show?
Yeah.
Okay.
From the other show.
Go back and listen to it.
The stitches were only spaced like about a year and a half apart.
Okay.
Oh.
All right. Well, I'm glad you mentioned that.
Uh-huh.
You've got a timeline now.
All of us were wondering. Good job. Congratulations.
Thanks for keeping your sister safe.
Yes. Well, I have had a blast. Surely you have a funny life story. Whatever your story is, call us toll free, 833-55-STORY, or email thatstoryshow@gmail.com. Review the show in iTunes or wherever you found us. Thanks to our patrons for your support, with special thanks to our producers, James Spangler, Jennifer Kennison, Eric Kube, Carrie Wright, and Christopher Tynan. Support the work we do and get more from your favorite podcast today at patreon.com/thatstoryshow. And remember, when something weird, annoying, embarrassing, or painful happens to you, don't get stressed, don't get depressed, and don't let your sister hit you in the eyeball with a clipboard.
No.
Just think, hey, this belongs on That Story Show. We'll see you guys next week. Bye!
Bye.
'Cause we did it.
Now we can breathe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're a little late.
We got a big night ahead of us.
We only had the building until 6 o'clock and it's 6:31. I'm going to have to pay extra money.
What?
Oh, it's 5:31. I've been looking at Eastern time this whole time. I've been panicking.
That one is in my time zone.
We're doing good.
You're doing great. We can still cut your hair.
Can I high five? Thank you.
Nobody else is, they're not ready to run.
You don't know, we still got stuff to do. I have to shave my head. I mean, there's things to do.
Can't get out of that one.
Oh my goodness.
Okay.
I'm still catching my breath. This is great.
It's always
nice.
We're
doing fine. We're on schedule.
My wife sets her clock ahead too, so.
Yeah. Thank you everybody for coming.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.